Welcome to the Bryn Eglwys Slate Quarry audio trail. Track 1, The Quarryman's Wife.
My day starts at 5 in the morning, stoking the stove to make my husband's breakfast before he sets off for the quarry. It's a 2-mile uphill walk, so he needs something hearty to start the day. We live in one of the slate houses built by the quarry company. The village has everything we need: a grocer, a fishmonger, a post office, general store, 3 bakehouses, 2 small sweet shops and 2 tailors. Goods come on the train from Tywyn and there's always great excitement when the train arrives. Supplies are hoisted down the incline, that's the steep slope from the railway line, in trucks. Sometimes the rope breaks and the trucks tumble down, spilling their loads as they fall. Each afternoon I tend our allotment and take the scraps to feed our pigs. I meet the other women at the pigsties and catch up on village news. We look forward to pig selling day when the pigs are weighed outside the inn and we're paid in gold sovereigns. My 3 younger children go to the village school, but the older ones board in Tywyn, getting the train on Mondays and returning home at weekends. We've great singers, poets and musicians in the village. There's a mixed choir, male choir, brass band and drama society. Everyone competes in the local Eisteddfodau and in summer the choirs walk over the mountain paths to Pennal and Machynlleth to give concerts. We're a close-knit community and help each other out. If a quarryman is sick, we organise a concert and give him the proceeds. Money's often tight, but we live a rich life here in Epiganolwyn.
Track 2, The Weekly Commuting Quarryman.
I live in Tywyn but work at Bryn Eglwys as a slate dresser. Every Monday morning I pack my belongings for the week and catch the 6 o'clock quarryman special to Epiganolwyn. During the week, I stay in the quarry barracks and return home on Friday. We only pay half the normal fare, but it still ends up in the quarry owner's pocket, as he owns the railway too. He seems to own everything around here, most of Epiganolwyn village, and even the shops where we have to buy our quarry tools and candles. Most passengers get off at Epiganolwyn station, but we quarrymen get a ride in the slate trucks to the base of Alltwyllt incline. Some men hitch a ride up the incline in the empty trucks, but it is very dangerous and forbidden. From there, it's still over a mile to walk up to the quarry. The chaps from Epiganolwyn village have even longer to walk. There's no time to waste, as you have to be inside the quarry boundary wall by 7 a.m. when the quarry bell stops ringing, or else you will be sent back home. But the old man who rings the bell always looks down the road and keeps ringing if he sees a latecomer. We work hard from 7 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon, with just half an hour for lunch. But I enjoy the life and there's a real feeling of community. I share a room in the main barracks with 3 others, which cost us 1 shilling per week. We often have concerts and meetings in the big kitchen, where there's usually a saucepan bubbling on the stove with hams and strings of onions hanging overhead. On summer evenings we tend the garden. I think we're lucky compared to the men in other quarries.
Track 3, The Brakeman.
I am responsible for getting the trucks safely up and down the incline. It works on the principle that the full ones pull the empty ones up. My job is to operate the brake lever, for to let the load down too fast or too slow has dire consequences. If the momentum is not right and the empty ones do not reach the top, then they will have to be hand winched up, a slow and laborious job. I stand in the open, as it is important to have a clear view of the incline, but there is no shelter from the elements, so it can be very cold and wet. It takes a lot of skill, and I am proud to say that I have moved furniture up to the hillside farms without breaking a glass. Accidents do happen though, as cables can snap or trucks become unhooked. When this happens, not only the produce, but also the trucks get damaged. You're not meant to ride in the trucks, but lots of men do. I remember a chap called Dick riding down when the cable snapped. He was thrown from the truck into a Scotch pine on the other side of the stream, but survived with just a sprained wrist. We call him the Flying Dick now. You can always tell when an uphill truck has become unhooked. There's a momentary pause before it starts rolling down. A lot of people have saved themselves injury by getting out during that pause. On the down run, there is no pause. The carriage just goes. The river bed is littered with the remains of these accidents.
Track 4, the slate splitter.
I work in the lower mill, splitting blocks into thin slates using a broad but thin triangular shaped chisel. The aim is to get an even thickness over the whole slate. Thin edges are a sign of poor splitters. The blocks are cut down to size by using big circular saws before we split them. The dresser then finishes them off by squaring the edges on the dressing machine. They used to do this by hand with a small knife, which is just as good but a bit slower than the machine. I started work when I was 14, first as a labourer and then as an apprentice quarryman. It's difficult to learn as you only get poor blocks of slate from the quarrymen to practice on. It takes a long time to work your way up. I finally got my chance when one of the quarrymen was homesick, and I'm now one of the most experienced men here. You gradually learn the feel of a slate block. Sometimes it's very stiff and you know it's going to be tricky.
Track 5, the quarry manager.
I am the quarry manager and live in the big house beside the pine trees. I took over when Sir Haydn Jones, the local MP, bought the quarry in 1910. Bryn Eglwys slate is very strong and makes excellent roofing slates. There are Bryn Eglwys slates on Westminster Hall and the National Library of Wales in Aberystwyth, and they're exported all over the world. At its peak in 1885, the quarry employed over 300 men, but we operate on a much smaller scale nowadays as the market has changed and the best seams have been worked out. Our quarrymen are very orderly set of men, not given to heavy drinking and debauchery. Almost all subscribe to a weekly newspaper and can converse intelligently about current affairs. During dinner times, there are always debates, especially on a Monday when they talk about the Sunday sermon. At election times, debates get heated, but you hardly hear any swearing. Most are deeply religious and keep Bibles in the barracks and for lunch break reading and religious debates. Some are very literary and musical, and there are often recitations, singing and musical performances. Many are in the Abergann Olwyn Choir or Brass Band, and a few have even won first prize in the National Eisteddfod.
Track 6, the Rockman.
I work in a team with my brother, our cousin and uncle. My brother and I are rockmen, quarrying underground. The others work in the mill, splitting the slates we extract. A rockman's job is very skillful, as you must blast the slate into workable blocks without shattering it. After blasting, we prise the slab off the rock face and split them into transportable pieces. We inscribe each slab with our partner's mark to identify them before hoisting them into a truck to be taken to the mill. Candles are our only light underground, and in midwinter indeed our only light. As we come to the quarry in the morning in the dark, work all day underground, and then go home in the dark. It's lovely on the weekend when we can see the sun for the first time. I tie myself to the rock face on a chain attached to a peg in the rock, wrapping it around my thigh in a half hitch. I then balance on the chain, leaving my hands free to drill or use the crowbar. When I need to move, I free my leg and climb down the chain. It's dangerous working high up in the chamber and handling explosives with a constant risk of falling rocks. Accidents do happen, usually when the men are over hasty and cut corners in the hope of earning more wages. 1877 was a really bad year as 4 men died underground. 2 were crushed by a large piece of rock and another fell headfirst down the narrow vein shaft when he was unhooking lifting chains from the wagon.